John, aloha. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? Good?
It's going fine. What can we do for you today?
Well, you know, I'm looking at the world, or looking at America, and I'm trying to figure out what's going wrong here. You know, when we get arrested, if we ever get arrested by the police and we go to court, the police or the Crown or the prosecutor has to have evidence against ourselves. And if there is, it's challenged in court, and we win or we go to prison, right?
Well, that's the way it used to work, yeah.
Right, but it seems like, I've tried to study the libertarian, because I find that they can be the most insightful in understanding, or I'm trying to understand what's going wrong. But when it comes to Bush giving us zero evidence, implicating bin Laden for 9/11 to start the conflict, this war against terrorism off, we somehow seem to have lost the meaning of why that's so critically important to determine, you know, who's good or evil, or who's a criminal, or who's a good guy.
Oh, we've absolutely abandoned a lot of the basic principles on which this country was founded, and of course nothing illustrates that more than the fact that we are torturing people to obtain politically convenient confessions. Because if you look at this waterboarding is not going to get you any facts. The reason torture was abandoned as a mode of investigation is the recognition that people being tortured will say whatever they think the torturer wants to hear to get the pain to stop.
Well,
and
sure.
So you don't get reliable information. So the only reason that you have for waterboarding people is to get confessions so that you can go into these tribunals and, you know, and have these show trials that are going to be televised to the families of the 9/11 victims so it all looks real hunky-dory, but it's all a fraud. And yes,
right.
we have lost the presumption of innocence. We have lost our basic civil rights, and the government justifies it because, well, it's terrorists, and we have to change the rules to deal with that.
Well,
but, you know, when you start allowing it to happen to terrorists, it's going to be used on everybody else.
Oh, absolutely. And it's also an act of cowardice. Like, you have Dilawar case in Afghanistan. Well, the guy's like 4'9". 110 pounds, you know, they're going to knee him to death and, you know, for just the pleasures of doing so. And it's every single case, if we were able to actually get these guys face to face in a court of law and prosecute them for the crimes they're guilty of, ask them, why didn't you support arresting General Lamed, for example? The guy who apparently, according to the FBI, financed the terrorist operation. Leastly, he sent wire transfers of cash to the alleged mastermind ringleader, Mohammed Atta, who apparently was one of the only hijackers who knew the whole operation inside and out. They don't do that because that requires courage. That requires true virtue to defend, you know, essentially what can be thought of as the innocent forsaken. They're pirating your authority as a citizen of America, going after innocent people to wrestle confessions from them, while in cowardice balking at the real men, which unfortunately there's not very many, but the real men and the real women, they're saying, look, follow the crime scene leads. We have liquefied steel flowing from the tower like water. How did bin Laden set the thermite into the building to cause that reaction? There's no other explanation in the universe that anybody else can...
Let me respond to what you said there, because there is more than just a question of whether they're cowards or not, and that's definitely a part of it. But what you have here, there are politically acceptable scandals, which are the ones that you see our candidates hurling at each other during the campaign season. Then you have the secrets that everybody must mutually agree to keep because they can bring down the entire government, and then none of them gets their taxpayer-funded paychecks from now on. The real truth behind the both Kennedy assassinations is such a secret. The very best political conspiracies in our history are ones where even the worst enemies of the conspirators are going to go along with it because it's in their own interest to do it. 9/11 is a scandal which, if the U.S. government ever admitted to what had really happened, it's going to bring the whole government down. There's no way the government could continue being legitimate, having pulled off such a dastardly trick on its own people. So even the government's worst critics, and certainly the mainstream media, they're going to go along with the official story because that is how they keep their paychecks flowing.
Right. Well, it's the CIA. Like, we can understand just as recently, you know, the CIA's getting all this cash that isn't accounted for. The Pentagon's spending trillions of dollars, so they're hiring people to go on the news shows and spread the, you know, propaganda that going to war against Iraq is a good thing. But there are those people. But the government is ourselves. Like, the whole thing can't collapse if Bush and Cheney get arrested. But I think it's just the lack of vision. We can't see in our minds any individual on Earth standing up and saying, listen, Bush and Cheney worked diligently to close investigations immediately after the terrorist event of question. That's called obstructing justice.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, the guy who financed it is at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11, the same date that he's signing the invasion of Afghanistan strategy. So there is nobody on earth to defend his position, it seems to me, but through censorship. Like, if I could say that on CNN or Coast to Coast and say, listen, does anybody disagree with me on that conclusion, that this is an obstruction of justice minimally?
Well,
and then you look at, there was a deliberate criminal, there's lots of criminal actions here, like with attacking Iraq more specifically, but in Afghanistan also. By the Taliban, in my mind, are only guilty of supporting the defense of the innocent victims of 9/11 by demanding evidence to form your conclusion. If you have no evidence to form your conclusion, you're a blind man or a blind woman. And you're only going in faith with Bush, who says to you, if you disagree with them, you're with the terrorists. So he's warring us with uncertainty. He's warring us with tyranny. People aren't intellectually strong enough to understand that if he truly respected your rights, he'd tell you how he's forming his conclusion. He wouldn't tell you it's a faith initiative. He would tell you, look, this is why I'm declaring war against Afghanistan. I wish he, of course, he never did, but he would respect you enough to let you understand yourself, and that's what freedom is, you know. And that's
well, I agree with you absolutely that when the government respects, or as Thomas Jefferson would say, fears the people, you're going to have good government, you're going to have freedom. But it's obvious that Bush and his associates and the neocons have no respect for the people. We
right.
are viewed as merely breeders of new soldiers
and
payers of the taxes.
Right.
You know, we're chips in the game where they're playing empire, and they don't respect us. And the reason that the Bush and his people don't give us reasons for what they're doing is actually partly in response to alternative radio on the Internet, because every time they have come out with one of these excuses and reasons, it gets picked apart so fast, you know, they can't keep up with it. So now they're forced to literally do this thing about, we know what's best, and you're just going to have to trust us as we go off and invade Syria or Lebanon or whoever it is they're going to invade next.
Right.
The bottom line, let me finish just one thought. The bottom line is that our government has gone down this neocon agenda so far, it cannot turn around and go back. It is committed to either see it all the way through to the complete conquest of the Middle East oil fields or to collapse in the process. Personally, I think we're headed toward that collapse situation. But you're not going to find anybody inside the government or the media willing to examine any aspect of 9/11 closely, because the instant you make that first arrest, it all is going to unravel all the way through, and you're going to have a complete collapse of the U.S. government, because once the American people are forced to confront the fact of such a monstrous lie,
yeah.
The government is going to lose all legitimacy. It's already happening now, just over the lies that got us into the war in Iraq. The American people do not trust the government. They're seeing another election fraught with fraud. And I think basically we're just marking time until we have a Ceausescu-like collapse in the U.S. government.
Well, I'm hoping that it can go better. I'm hoping that leadership will rise and say the government is ourselves. Treat ourselves equitably, or you're a traitor, and we'll form our conclusions by the documented evidence that nobody can dispute, like particularly, you know, liquefied iron flowing from the tower. But like you were saying, I'm thinking that it's partially illusion. They make us feel powerless. They make us believe that they believe
me
it.
They feel powerless.
That's
I'm not feeling powerless.
Oh, no, I know. But a lot of people, you know, they figure there's nothing we can do against these guys. Otherwise, the whole thing will collapse, and so I'm just going to cooperate with this and not speak out. And I think people do have a responsibility to speak out. But this idea of people feeling powerless, back to my original point when I called in talking about libertarians, they're not all libertarians, just a couple guys I've heard speak, and they talk about one phrase was sovereign immunity. You know, if people are in the government, aren't accountable to the same rules and regulations we are, and one of the criticisms that the libertarians will bring out against our corrupt government, which is truly a reflection of ourselves, is that they're immune from all prosecution, and I think that's bogus. I think that's totally bogus. I think the only problem is that we don't have strengthened leadership for people to go, look, what is freedom? Do you want to kill people indiscriminately, or do you want to defend innocent lives that could be just assuredly your own or your neighbor? You know, we think too much about these people in the
Middle East. John, we have run out of time. We really have. And, you know, I'd love to keep talking to you, but we got a break here right now. My only response to that is I don't conclude that the U.S. government is able to turn itself around and pull itself out of the path that it's on. I really do, and I'm very sad to say this, I think we're headed toward a collapse, and then we will have to build a new government with all new people because nobody will trust any remnants of the old government. And that's just the way it is. John, thank you for calling. This is the end of our show today.
Joining me now on the container, this report out by the Department of Veteran Affairs says that approximately this year, 5,000 veterans will commit suicide, largely because of mental health issues.
Yes.
This sounds shockingly high. That's like 100 a week.
It is. And actually, I interviewed the person that did it, Dr. Irv Cass, who's the head of mental health for the VA, and he described it as a back-of-the-envelope estimate. And I can tell you, Julie, our numbers are much higher than that overall.
And you'll have more tonight on the evening news?
Much more tonight on the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
You know, just as Obama's reverend. You know, it's unfortunate. He gets on with Bill Moyers, when a, you know, truly awesome man Bill Moyers is. But he doesn't say, listen, Bill, here's the facts. Here's the evidence. You know, we have CIA officers currently indicted. They're going through court selling tons of cocaine. We got DEA officers, powderburns.org. You go to his fucking website. You say you're a fucking cop. You can't decide, is John a good guy or is John a bad guy? Go to powderburns.org. This is a DEA officer, a veteran of the police agencies. He's worked at more than the DEA. You know, he tells you he's there. They're selling dope. What do you want? You know, we caught them with tons of shipments. They admit that they were paying terrorist forces in Nicaragua to sell cocaine into Los Angeles. They admit it, that we got the fucking guys. But CBC, CNN, and Fox News, how ludicrous. And then Obama, you know, he's got some good ways. He's not qualified, as nobody there is. I could see him being molded into a great man. He hasn't necessarily talked about all the indiscriminate people he's going to take pleasure in ordering the murder of, so that's a good thing. But he's the only guy there that's doing that, and sort of Ron Paul. But Ron Paul, we don't want to support a recount. People donated tens of millions of dollars to his family. There's no accounting. I guess they're just going to be multimillionaires now. And you can't put forward the money or the effort to ask for a recount because, you know, it's zero. How can they say nobody voted for him in this district? Zero. Nobody. Well, just find three or four people. Because the real numbers, as the Boston Globe reported, you know, in some of these ridings, is more than 1,700 people. So you get, you know, 10 people that'll come forward, and there you go, good enough. You arrest the people who are doing the ballot counting. You know, how can you make this a fair democracy? Very easy. Paper ballots and 24-hour video coverage of the box that contains the ballots. 24-hour, 48, you know, as many hours as it takes to finally pull the ballots out one by one and count them. And then if anybody wants to go through the laborious process of verifying, they can at their own leisure. You know, you have the video available. And it's only paper ballots. And we arrest Diebold, all the major shareholders, fucking burn in hell. We arrest them. We take away their money. Every last penny that they have, they stole from us. These elections aren't fair. It's only in faith that they steal this process from you because they trust that your mind isn't strong enough. I know you don't have a strong enough intellect to understand the bank isn't covering the loan. So what are you paying them back for? I know that you don't have that ability. I can say it in words, and yet still you'll hear me and you go, it's that stupid John again talking about engines that run on water. What a fucking asshole. He thinks he's so smart. And you got the video of the hydrogen easily being separated from H2O, you know, at a lower energy requirement than you're getting out. There you go. It's an engine that runs on water. I don't care. Shut up. You're going to make me look what? Stupid. And that's what they count on, by keeping this fluoride in our drinking water. It makes no sense. All we know is the idea was born with Hitler. And Hitler and the Nazi forces told us why they do this. Why they still, to this day, put fluoride in our drinking water. It makes your mind docile. You can't formulate complicated algorithms or complicated or semi-complicated ideas. Like, look how simple that is. The bank isn't covering the loan, okay? Now, you got to pay them back. You got to pay them back. They haven't given you anything. You got to pay them back. They didn't lend you the money. We could have paid them back. Now, they get the payments. They put it into their personal bank account. Some bankers are actual trillionaires. Okay, you don't keep your payments up, they'll foreclose on your house and they'll sell that house and they'll pocket that cash too. And he said, shut up, you fucker. You're making me look stupid. Shut up. Don't let him speak. Don't let John on CBC. Don't let John on CNN. Don't let John speak on Coast to Coast because he's going to make me look stupid. Come here to some people instead. Sacrifice my own child with mercury in the vaccine because I don't want to look like a fool. John's a stronger man than me. He's more handsome. My wife would leave me in a second to be with him. A real man. Please don't let him speak. Please don't let him speak.
You know, that's what these people are. That's what they are. Look at Usenet. You know, how long does it take you to verify that fluoride is a carcinogen? It doesn't help prevent tooth decay and just weakens our bone structure with a condition called fluorosis. Fluorosis. There's a hint for you. Fluoride. Fluorosis. You get fluorosis from digesting fluoride. And what is that? It destroys your bones. Gives you cancer. And according to Hitler, messes up your brain chemistry so you can't think clearly. You go, yeah, I gotta play the banker. Gotta pay the banker. The trillionaire banker. Trillionaire. You don't even know what $1 trillion is. Some of these bankers have more than $1 trillion in their personal accounts. They've not provided you a good or a service or done you a favor ever. You say, yeah, but that's how the system works. You're going to make me look dumb if I support your call for justice ourselves. Committed to treating ourselves equitably. That means Bush, I die. You know, you're going to say, no, Bush, I ain't going to die. They're going to be allowed to continually kill innocent families in Iraq, in Iran, Syria, all for the neocon, Zionist liars. Look at this. Dan Gillerman, he says Jimmy Carter is a bigot. How so? See, this is what a Zionist does. He just takes the dictionary and burns it, just like they do with anti-Semitism. Yeah, I want to defend my innocent Christian family from being indiscriminately slaughtered. How does that make me anti-Semite? I'm a pro-Semite. Who are the Christians here? Who are the Jews here? The Jews are black guys who live in Ethiopia. You know, and Palestine. What are these that steal an innocent man's home and say that's God's will? God says we can steal their houses and kill their children. What are you talking about? You know, and then when you look in the Bible, God's like slapping you in the face. That's all the Bible's about, is this group of people in Israel who say they're Jews and they're not. Are they Jewish religiously? No. We're Jewish secularists. We don't believe in God, but we're Jewish. Well, then you can't steal the religion of being Jewish, can you? Yeah, we can. Because, hey, Carter's a bigot. Why? How can Carter be a bigot? In what relationship? He talked to Hamas. Okay, no. So you're rewriting the definition of bigotry. Okay? We're interdependent upon each other to make ourselves better through communicating wisdoms that are eternal. Like, a person accused of a criminal offense without any evidence is innocent. Now, I've said that. I didn't invent that. That's just a function of reason in a three-dimensional space-time where you have different sentient beings who are trying to organize ourselves to bring about progress through improving our condition. Right? So the first thing is, you have to outlaw murder, like a Bushite that shoots people indiscriminately. You have to stop these things. Go to YouTube, type Iraq, and just go through some of the YouTube videos that are sent by soldiers. And I've done this already several times. Like 95% of it is them just shooting people, whoever. Just, look, we're shooting these people, we're dropping bombs. Go get the video of them bombing people in Fallujah. Where all they know is there's a group of people over in that corner, we're just bombing them. You know? Could be little children and women trying to huddle themselves in a safe corner. They don't know nothing. All they know is they're just bombing whoever they see in a city of 300,000 people. Now, this is why we have all these so-called suicides. When you understand that as a man,
as a father, and your son comes back from the Air Force, and he says, I just bombed and bombed and bombed, and went, whore, yeah, and I got a new tattoo, Dad, it's Praise Satan 666. You know that father's going to hang his son in the basement. And when the cops come, he's going to say, oh, my son, he committed suicide, because we don't want these Bushite in our living streams committed to indiscriminately slaughtering ourselves to thieve our monies, you know. They're there in Iraq to steal all their money. Steal all the oil, like they're stealing all the oil right now. You know, they're writing contracts up with private oil companies. And that's not what Iraq was. I'm sorry, according to Geneva Conventions, that's a war crime. So all these oil companies get to be arrested for war criming. So that's actually not everything has to be a solid negative. All these war criminals, for committing their crimes, will be arrested and tried and convicted and put to death. You know, you have these oil companies in Iraq today, Texicon, all the biggest oil companies, going, yeah, we're participating in these war crimes because we can't be arrested. Bush is the Antichrist because nothing exists beyond his purview, right? And this is what the greatly, you know, hugely honorable Mike Rivero has suggested to you, that everything has to collapse. Bush and Cheney can't go to prison because we'd all go mad with lunacy, because Bush is the center of all influence in our universe, and we just lose it so completely. No. No. You know, this is that's your religion. That's what you think of God, and that's not, God is greater than that. We are of God. You know, it's true that a lot of people in the southern states, in Alabama, you know, these people are dysfunctional illiterates, the majority of the whole state. You know, you do surveys, like we've done this repeatedly in Canada, you just walk down any Alabama street, go, hey, do you know who the President of the United States is?
No, shut the fuck up, you think I'm dumb?
You know, they don't know who the President, the Vice President is, they don't know where Canada is. Where's Canada? They can't find it on a map. They go, Canada's a tiny country. You know, Canada's the second largest nation on Earth. You know, we dwarf America. You get an actual real map where it shows proportionality of the map is a direct reflection of the actual landmass. America's this little shit place, you know. Canada is huge. Huge. You know? We dwarf them. They're just a fucking, you know, little zit on our ass. You know, but all these maps, America's this big thing, Canada's a little thing. Well, what are we going by here? Well, you see the circumference and the blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but then why is Greenland so big, though? That don't make no sense. Yeah, so what? Shut up. We're a zit on Canada's ass. Yeah, I'm going to fucking squeeze it. I'm going to pop that zit. You know, these Americans, they're so pompous that they own freedom. They have to grant us freedom. We have no ability to grant freedom for ourselves. And yet, look at their nation. It's a fucking cesspool of corruption and greed and hatred for our fellow man. You know, and these are other faults with Alex Jones. He doesn't know healthcare, but he don't want you to unlearn it, though, because he doesn't want to look dumb. You know, socialized medicine, that's the commies. We want the best service possible for the dollars allotted. Why is that complicated? Well, because it's a much harder thing to deal with. You can't pretend you know what you're talking about then. And then you actually have to kind of know. You know, the insurance company's pocketing 70% of the cash. You know, think about all the money that's being spent on healthcare. How much do you think of that is actually going to a doctor or a nurse or care for a patient? Just saw something the other day on the news. They were talking about premature babies in American hospitals. Have the family charged near $100,000 a day for every day that child is in ICU, infant, you're charged $100,000. Now, there's an example. That's what your healthcare system is. Do you think that $100,000 is going to somebody there, a doctor or a nurse? You know, the nurse, she ain't even getting $1,000 a day. You know, and there's not a doctor to every, well, you know, just understand the money's not going into the hospital even, okay? It goes into the major shareholders. The shareholders should be shot. Public hospital shareholders should be shot. That's figuratively speaking, of course. Why don't you commit yourself to freedom? I can understand how you look at organized religion today and you go, this isn't holy. You know, why can't, see, the Pope before said Bush was the Antichrist. Now, the new Pope says, oh, he loves Bush, and Bush is great, and we gotta do whatever. I thought the Pope was infallible. See, the whole Roman Catholic Church, these people are really, really, really stupid. Read Peter Rosa, The Dark Side of the Papacy. Okay, it's been always, even to this day, about stealing your cash. You know, the Pope, I don't know how much money he personally has, as likely was gained through the Nazi regime. But, you know, you look at the throne that he sits on. It's all solid gold. You see those two gold pillars? The circumference is about, I don't even know what it is, 8 feet in circumference? Those are solid gold pillars. You know, that's probably $1 trillion worth of gold right there. And, you know, they took that all out of Jews' gold fillings, you know, Christian gold fillings. That's all stolen gold. So you don't understand where that gold came from. But it's a celebration of God's weakness to defend ourselves. Peter Rosa, this guy speaks way more eloquently. He doesn't use any swear words either. And he's an awesome man. And Dark Side of the Papacy, read this book. It's just a total affront to God ourselves, because most certainly the nature of ourselves is not infallible. Nobody can be infallible.
We go to John in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's on my mind? Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going wrong in America, and it's no easy task. You know, we're bombarded by information. It's hard to digest, hundredths of what's going on, but I think I've come into some better understandings after listening to your show a few times. Police officers, when you get arrested and you go to court, the cops got to have evidence against you. If they don't have any evidence, you're free to go, right?
That's
right, yeah. So this is what justice and freedom is. But strangely, when Bush gave you guys zero evidence implicating bin Laden for 9/11 and immediately closed criminal investigations, you seem to be uncertain about what the cause of justice is to defend your own families. In Canada, we have Much Music, which is...
I'm sorry, can you run that by me one more time?
To believe in liberty is to believe in the rights of the other or your neighbor. Some people say, well, I'm just concerned about myself. If my neighbor gets accused of a criminal offense and tortured to death, but no evidence is brought against them, I don't really care. As long as they don't infringe on my house and my property, I'm fine and okay with that. But this is what I'm saying. In Canada, Much Music, which is comparable to MTV, they did a 2 or 3 minute spot. I think it's probably available on YouTube. But they talked about, I think it's the Loose Change, the new Loose Change video that's out, Final Cut. Unbelievable. I encourage all your listeners to take a look at that.
I encourage them not to waste their time.
Before you go on,
there's some evidence against Osama bin Laden. There's him admitting to having done it on videotape.
Oh, geez, Mark. Now they're going to come out and they're going to say that I was an imposter.
Right.
CIA
it can't
plant.
Possibly be him. It's Osama bin Laden's not even real. He's made up.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. You guys haven't cut me. Am I still there?
You're still here, unfortunately.
Okay, well, there's a video of liquefied iron flowing from the towers like water. How did bin Laden with his dialysis machine get up and down those flights to set the thermate, which is a military explosive, to liquefy steel? Fire does not liquefy steel, but I know how that evidence troubles you.
Hold on.
Are you saying that steel
can't melt?
I'm not troubled. I don't care.
You're right. Steel can't melt. There's no possible way that those towers were brought down by terrorists. You must be right. It must be the government.
No, that's not what I said. Don't put words in my mouth, okay? Hey, the FBI's formal conclusion is that it was funded by Bush's business partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. That's the evidence. And in a court of law...
What are you going to do about it, John? What are you going to do? Let's say all the things you're saying are true. What are you going to do about it?
Well, you have to envision what justice really means. You have to see in your mind an ability for ourselves to rise against those who are responsible for murdering thousands of your countrymen.
What do you mean by rise against? What are you going to do?
First of all, you've got to arrest those who are obstructing
justice.
Who's
going to arrest them?
That would be Bush and Cheney.
Who's going to arrest them? They're in charge of the executive branch.
Why haven't you gone down to arrest them?
Their own men going to arrest them?
You say he's sovereign immunity. That's bullshit.
You're out of your mind, and you can't get away with that. 800-259-9231, nutty conspiracy theorists. They don't know what they're talking about. We'll explain in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
So how about that, eh? We have video of liquefied iron flowing from the tower like water. They say that's a theory. Everybody can see the video, but they want to create doubt in your mind. anecdotes ever present. So they don't rely on justice truly defending your liberties. They want you to go in faith with Bush. Don't be a theorist. How do you explain how bin Laden by himself put the explosives into the towers then? You know, if you accept the bullshit, again, it's interesting, you know, I said to him, don't put words in my mouth, because that's what that video is of bin Laden confessing. There's nothing in that video that he says he committed the crime, you know, but that was one of the most shocking, horrific things that took place in my trial here in Canada, where I brought forward the evidence. I go, look, read the transcript, there's nothing there, but they keep telling us that over and over. He confessed to 9/11, but let's just say he actually did in that video. How did he get the explosives into the tower? Did he have somebody working with him? No. You can't pursue the crime scene leads at the real murder scene, because that's where true patriots reside. Those who really defend the freedoms of an innocent other. They'll watch an innocent other get slaughtered as long as they are as free to speak as Ian Punnett is. Ian Punnett has gone at lengths on this issue time and time again. He said, hey, listen, American citizen. I, as Ian Punnett, I'm not having my rights infringed upon. Why should I care for you? You know, Ian Punnett has actually said these things. He says, my rights aren't infringed. So what? Then an American citizen, Munaf, an American citizen, was put to death, executed without trial, without evidence brought against him as the victim. His lawyer says, look, this is beyond kangaroo court proceedings. This is even beyond, it's partially beyond Nazi Germany. When you get to a position like this where nobody is being conned, we all know we're just killing innocent people to steal their money. And this was an American citizen, I'm reminding you. See, I beg you to support me, but I'm hoping you will. I'm hoping you will. You'll call Coast to Coast and say, let Johnny America speak for justice ourselves. We want to nab these neocons responsible for 9/11. You know, but Ian Punnett, Art Bell, and George Norrie are going to create doubt in your mind. And Alex Jones could, most likely will create doubt in your mind too. And you have to ask yourself, does he really want freedom? Says he wants freedom, but you have to be fearful of all the shadows because you don't understand our universe. That uncertainty is an ever-present part of reality. Now, Alex Jones, I don't believe, has a criminal intent. I think he's an honorable, great patriot warrior committed to the cause of liberty for us all. George Norrie, on the other hand, has told us he'd go ballistic against a soldier who refused a criminal order. You know, he's got all these excuses. I know what they are. I could be his lawyer, George Norrie's lawyer. But I know he doesn't allow us to speak freely. And you got to ask yourself, why doesn't Alex Jones put at the top of his webpage, as I encourage all people who say they want justice, to remind ourselves that Bush told us Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in, and that's how he tricked you. It wasn't a global mastermind of evil working behind the scenes with the corporate media establishment ruling over your mind because they're true geniuses, as Alex Jones continually sells to you. No, he just told you Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. And he started killing people indiscriminately. There wasn't anybody at the UN to stand up as a man and go, wait, hold on a second. Saddam isn't in violation here. You have unrestricted access to go wherever you please without delay. By killing people indiscriminately, you're only lowering your ability to freely move about the nation, as they were everywhere prior to the bombing campaign starting. And again, these two guys here, the Free Talk Live guys, they don't like that fact either, man. They don't like that either. No. You got to kill the soldiers. You got to let the soldiers die. Again, understand what a libertarian, what the libertarians of today are. You go back about 10, 15 years, libertarians were much more honorable. They were more closely associated to what Ron Paul is today. Libertarians today are anarchists. They're fearful of wise men speaking greater than they are. So they pretend. As you'll notice in the call that I had with them, they do this routinely. They'll tell you what their opposition says. Now, Alex Jones does this to a degree too, and everybody, it's a great way of illustrating our arguments, and I do it myself. But realize, Alex Jones does it pretty good. These guys are total failures. Like, they speak for me while I'm still on the air. And I go, don't put words in my mouth. And isn't it interesting? Look at the nature of truth. Ourselves. God is of all people. They don't, you know, maybe they're atheists or maybe they're not, whatever. I see this as a situation that God is of. You see, they have this situation where they tell us who the conspiracy theorists are. They speak for ourselves. Say how we're silly. Irrational is an extremely popular term used by a libertarian. And then sometimes he'll make the arguments as total irrationals. And And realize they're trying to create a situation where they justify their faiths. Like, these things aren't established by understanding. They say Bin Laden did it, but like I say, you break that faith in a second. You go, well, how did he get the explosives into Building 7, for example, or the towers? We see it flowing from the tower like water. You know, just think about that. So that breaks their bullshit right there. But really, what do they want? Do they want freedom? Like, again, I ask us to just take my call and not be fearful of what I represent here. I know it's pretty incredible because I got so much going here. You know, I got the casinos. I understand, you know, a lot of questions that people are troubled with. And I have the answers almost instantly, like with the banking thing. You know, there are people that have dedicated their entire lives to try to figure it out. And I come in and just, hey, look, the bank isn't covering the loan. You know? Oh, it's got to be more complicated than that. Otherwise, I feel like I'm stupid. But you know, it's like, this is the thing. We say we want freedom, but yet we're fearful of stepping forward because we don't know what it means. I'm very much a human being just like you are. Okay, now I just know a bunch of things. I know how to solve issues really very quickly. Like fluoride in the drinking water. How do you solve that? I get on coast to coast and I say, listen, who supports putting fluoride in our drinking water? Phone us up right now. We're waiting. Here's the number. Anybody? I mean, you can take anybody. And I've talked to the people at the water treatment plants, okay? They don't know what they're talking about. Or no, they're not even opposed to me. Several individuals that I've spoken thoroughly about this issue. I called Health Food and Safety Canada. I talked to the head scientist and several other scientists there. This was several years ago. And I said, listen, I'm looking at this aspartame, and there's some universities that have done studies on this, and they're telling me it contains formaldehyde, methanol, and a few other nasty ingredients. So what do you say about this? And this is like the head scientist over there. Like, this is top science gun for Canada. And he said to me, it's all true. That's absolutely correct. It's a poison. I wouldn't touch it ever. Keep it out of the mouths of your children. And please tell people not to eat it. It's a poison. And this is the head of Health Food and Safety Canada. So I said to him, I said, well, okay. So, because this is, these findings have been verified over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Even the FDA in America. Some scientists throughout the history of this product have come forward and said, listen, it's a poison, I'm sorry, but it continues to be put into our foods to kill us off slowly, one by one. But I talked to him and I said, well, listen then, if we both understand this, why are you not, as the head of Health Food and Safety Canada, putting out a public statement on behalf of our government, demanding that this poison be taken out of our food immediately, to stave off some of these needless deaths. And this is what he told me. He says, I can't do that. One, I'll lose my job. If I do it, and I still lose my job, the government of Canada will disown themselves from the statement because, they'll be brought into immediate litigation by Monsanto. And with Monsanto, it's the World Trade Organization that will judge the case, and in all likelihood, when we consult our lawyers here at Health Food Canada, or Health Food and Safety Canada through the federal departments, they advise us that we're going to lose the case because the WTO doesn't rely on science, doesn't rely on reason much. They're just looking for a way to kill us off for corporate greed. And Monsanto is the quintessential example, the perfect example of what greed brings. You know, poison in our food, all over the place. You know, and when you go and, you know, you see what these people are doing, they're just like these libertarians, they're pretending to be something they're not. You know, we are the greatest scientists on earth, and we are greater than God. We are making improvements on God's great creation, or mediocre creation. We are greater than God. And you go, okay, well, your cross-kingdoming species, that's not a natural process, and there's great risks involved because we've adapted to this way of digesting foods through the classic interchange of genes. What you're doing brings us to huge levels of uncertainty in respect to how our bodies are going to process these foreign foods that have never been present. We can see that there is a linear process. Darwin, the theory of evolution through Darwin is very useful information. This isn't discredited, you know, but if you read The Origin of the Species, he says in that book over and over again, there is no origin to the species. He never gives you an origin to the species. And he gives you all the examples why his theory isn't valid and gives you examples of what could happen in the future with our science that would completely discredit his theory altogether. And one of it is irreducible complexity. See, Darwin was a man way before his time. Okay? People who write about him even today have no idea. I mean, in fact, just about everybody who does write about him has very little knowledge on the subject at hand. But Darwin gives his reasons for why his theory isn't valid. That's what his book is about. And that he doesn't provide you an answer to the origin of the species. It's not an accident. You know, this is how... But see, this is what I'm saying. These are the glorious works of God from the greatest minds of civilization. But Darwin teaches us what Monsanto is doing is totally insane. And then when you pursue geneticists who actually do study genetics, and what they have to say, they say, Monsanto is totally insane. They can't be allowed to do this to ourselves. And yet they continually get away with it. Even when you have the head scientist at Health Food Canada Safety warning me personally, stay away from it. Don't get your kids near it. It's a poison. I wish I could do more for you, but I can't. We have issues that seriously need to be resolved through the leadership skills that I have present. I can deal with these issues. You know, and as I say, forgiveness, you know, uncertainty is ever present. I'm a great lawyer to all the bad guys, I'm telling you. I know what your excuses are, and I know what the validity of what your positions are. Nobody deserves to be executed, okay? However, when you're in war, you know, they just continually kill people indiscriminately. It's not, well, we just killed people indiscriminately when we just got into Iraq, and now we haven't just... We just been going after bad guys. No, they're continually, they just, you know, about a month ago, they dropped 47,500 pounds of bombs just on the outskirts of Baghdad in a residential community. Murdered hundreds of defenseless, innocent people. It got nothing to do with any crime that they could articulate as accusers, but just said, well, we want to just, you know, we're bombing Al-Qaeda. And every time they do that, if you have evidence that these guys are bad guys, go over there and arrest them. You know, what's your charge? What crime did they commit? And when you, Petraeus, one of his spokespeople had come forward on PBS and told us directly, there is no investigations conducted by Petraeus. He just makes this shit up. He says it was an Al-Qaeda, this or that. There's no criminal investigations here whatsoever. There's no military force going over there and going, look, we're investigating and seeing what happened here. They just say Al-Qaeda blew up more people. Okay? Now, again, the nature of God is present in these arguments. Realize, if what I was saying wasn't true, there would easily be, you'd expect, in a real war of for freedom, there would be thousands of people who would speak in opposition, say, no, I'm an FBI officer who went down to Afghanistan, for example. We found out that there was no bullets fired at these soldiers whatsoever, but they just wanted to kill a bunch of defenseless innocent women and children. You know, in Afghanistan, we've had several criminal investigations, and that's how they turn out. And, you know, so Petraeus, he don't want to have no investigations. Because we know that the companies that Bush has personally been responsible for hiring, him and Cheney, Aegis, Khaki, and Blackwater, Aegis, for example, Tim Spicer, they give us videos of them just shooting people at random. For pleasure. It's fun. The guy's just laughing and cheering, while they're just randomly shooting people dead in the streets. You know, the outside the desecrating fucking Elvis Presley. The great Elvis Presley. Where's your love for Elvis Presley? You don't care for Elvis either. Fuck. You know, and these guys, so is that not a crime Al-Qaeda would commit? Because remember, you know, this is, I hate to, I get tired of repeating the same stories over and over again, you know? Especially about all these crimes associated to Al-Qaeda. So we know already, they are doing no investigations, right? They say Al-Qaeda does this, they say Al-Qaeda does that, but they won't pursue the crime scene leads to the real murder scenes because every time, again, what do we find? It's another fucking Bushite grunt. It's another guy who says, yeah, Bush and the neocons rule. You can't arrest them. Who's going to arrest Bush and Cheney? The American military is going to arrest them, okay? I'm General Johnny. I'm the cop of cops. I'm the top cop of this universe. Everybody will be subjugated to my authority when I speak on coast to coast. Now, do you want that? Do you think that that's a wise decision? That I demand evidence to form our conclusions? And I want to hear the defense. I want to hear what this person's defense is. Right? Lines are open. Not like George Norrie open. Okay? I'm dealing with top issues here that involve the sacrifice of real American lives. You know, more than 100 suicides a week. All these lives could easily be saved. We could return all the stolen money that was taken from Iraq by these war criminal oil companies. You have no right to touch a penny of that money. We have engines that run on water. And we've had this technology for the longest time that far improve our living standards by getting rid of gasoline. We don't need gasoline anymore directly. Because, look, we got laptop batteries. You can take 1,000 laptop batteries, okay? You can get a good deal if you go to a wholesaler. You get 1,000 of these batteries, it'll take any car 150 miles at 100 miles an hour, and it'll cost you only $3 to charge all 1,000 batteries up. Anybody can do this now. You know? But we even have better ideas. You know, you can generate free electricity by the power of the moon. You know, you anchor a buoy in the ocean, on a gear system. There you go. You have free energy there. But I think the water is the best. You know, if you can extract hydrogen from water now with the incredible Stan Meyer, you know, monuments will be put up to this man. He will be appreciated for the awesome gift he's given ourselves. But look at that. I mean, again, understand those who oppose me, they want to exercise power because man to man, I'm better than they are. They know I'm wiser. They know, you know, I'm not very, you know, I went a little overboard there with my theatrics, you know. I'm not superhuman, you know. I exercise every day, you know, I'm into a keto. He's superhuman. And I'll go, no, I am a human. You know, a Bushite has no virtue. There's no commitment to defend life ourselves in a Bushite. A Bushite just wants to rape our families and steal our money. Now, true, sometimes, as we've had recently, you know, this guy alleges a 9/11 truther assaulted a woman in a wheelchair. Come on, don't be fucking ridiculous. But he's like 320 pounds. The other guy's, you know, he's a lot lighter. See, a guy like that, you know, if there are, you know, I'm asking for bigger 9/11 truthers. I don't know how many big guys are out there. I like to recruit all the basketball players. It's going to be Johnny Jesus and basketball mayhem. I like to get all these big guys to join me, you know, to help me take on these fucking big guys in the octagon. You know, but I'm a smaller statured guy, but I'll take that 300 pounder in the ring. I want to fucking rip him limb from limb. And because I'm virtuous, because I defend what's right and just in this universe, so too will the cells of his body love me more than himself. He'll be likely ripped from limb to limb prior to him even entering the ring because the audience will be so angry with him knowing he's a neocon. He's committed to the escape of those responsible for mass murdering my friends and family. They'll fucking rip him apart. Similarly with the, you know, Lance Corporal Boudreaux, he admits freely he likes to rape children. He'll kill the father prior to raping the daughter. He says, you know, if he doesn't kill the father could spend the rest of his life trying to hunt him down and kill him, and he doesn't have to be looking back behind, he's shooting back behind himself all the time. So he murders the father to rape the daughter. I would hope in this world, because I'm not living in your world. I'm not living in the American fuck-up world. I'm living in my world. Okay? In my world, Lance Corporal Boudreaux would never make it to the ring. He wouldn't make it outside his front door. His father would kill him. His mother would kill him. His brother, his sister, his neighbor, his high school chum would fucking rip him limb from limb. But instead, he goes unarrested. He isn't even fucking arrested. We have soldiers on videotape kidnapping children and practically beating them to death. Well, almost, it seems, you know, as a lot of people have articulated, you know, they seem to be masturbating. You fucking kill these demons. Instead, what happened? Ian Blair ordered the arrest of the reporters who initiated that revelation. They put out the videos of these war criminals, and Tony Blair ordered the arrest of those journalists. I want to know what's happened to those journalists. I want an accounting for their lives immediately. If a hair has been harmed on their heads, I want Tony Blair executed for that offense. That is serious fucking criminality. These are war crimes committed on videotape that nobody can deny. And he goes and gets arrested, the reporters who initiated that information being shared with us all. But again, Britain, you know, I don't, of course, only have America in mind, as, you know, all these 9/11 truthers seem to be concerned about. I'm also concerned about the rest of the world, particularly Great Britain. You know, we have Peter Power, he did the London bombing, he needs to be arrested. You know, if you're a member of Scotland Yard and you don't support the arrest of Peter Power, you're a traitor. You know, incidentally, people wonder, how can Bush and Cheney be arrested? Well, when you see the Secret Service agent, you go, listen, don't you have a responsibility to defend American citizenry? You know, the FBI's formal conclusion is that General Matt financed this operation. Why don't you support the arrest of Bush's business partner? How can you defend Bush when you know it's the FBI's formal conclusion that his partner in crime financed the operation and was also directly complicit further, being the one who went to the Taliban to let them know no evidence will be brought against the accused, reminding them, as Muslim fundamentalists, they would be going against Allah to refuse to accept no evidence as a prerequisite to bin Laden's evilness. You know, but you don't have to be as wise as the Taliban. You should be able to figure it out on your own and go, well, look, if he's using no evidence, what about the guys who planted the explosives? How do they get away from us like this? You know, but realize the guy who financed the operation, according to the FBI, has not gone arrested because the Secret Service agents are not defending American interests. They're not defending the elected president because Bush wasn't even elected. Say that to a Secret Service agent. How can you defend this demon when you know he wasn't even elected? And he financed 9/11, committed war acts of aggression that are criminal in Iraq. There was no reason to bomb the country like that indiscriminately, but to steal our lives. Why don't you, as a Secret Service agent, change your evil ways and start defending yourself as a part of this equation? The guys who planted the explosives in Building 7, for example, or the towers. Rumsfeld would have you executed immediately after the event, best way he could. Because there's no sense in having you survive, hanging around where you might get a wiser idea that freedom and justice should rule our shared spaces to provide us a new world where justice triumphs, because there is actually an order to chaos that is intelligence ourselves, expressed multidimensionally as so-called, in quotes, God, but far more glorious than anybody's ever imagined, ever, prior to this, Johnny guy showing up. He's pretty wild. You should see him in the ring, man. You should see this guy in the octagon. So support my rise to popular acclaim. Let's get this job, let's get it done, man, for the Gipper, right? Reagan says you execute these guys who support torturing innocent people in wartime. They're traitors. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's an innocent man, and anybody who disagrees with that should be executed because there's no evidence. If they had evidence, then we could argue. They give you zero evidence. All we know, he's been tortured, and this is what he said he did. All the terrorist acts of the last 50 years, and he signed his name to it, so what? You know, and those who say that's a position to take in defense of the human race should be shot dead immediately. You know, these are traitors that say, oh, the Pentagon's reported that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will be executed. No, who is that, the Pentagon? The reporters who report this, as the Pentagon, need to be chastised severely. We'll get to who that person is, and then all police officers will rise. You're not going to accuse people of terrorist offenses while closing criminal investigations, telling us the only thing you got is that this guy's been tortured to admit as much, and now he'll be dead and buried. There's no transcript. They destroyed the tapes of him being tortured. And his wife and his children say he was murdered prior to them even kidnapping this individual. That's in the Asian Times, you know, but then Kofor Black went out and kidnapped his children. Now they're disappeared, so Kofor Black's probably killed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's children. That we're just saying, we watched our dad get shot right in front of ourselves in our apartment building prior to 9/11 even going down. So he had to kidnap the children. I don't know what's happened with his wife. But this guy they have, who's on trial in Guantanamo, is bogus. And Kofor Black needs to be executed for it, or arrested most certainly. And then he gets a lawyer, and we'll hear what his story is. But fuck, if anybody's a war criminal, it's that demon. Fuck, torturing people, telling us about who did what, and we don't arrest the guy who financed the operation? No, it's Bush's buddy. We're going to make trillions of dollars off of this scam. And we're all expected to fall down dead because of it. But yeah, God's pretty cool. But we're suffering a lot, so let's try to make something better of ourselves and reach for higher ground where, hey, we can respect ourselves as equals. I mean, what are our potentials? What's your potential? Yeah, think about it. It's incredible. So, we'll see you guys on the flip side. Later.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Have you heard of the news?
No, I didn't hear the news. What?
Well, it seems Bush, he doesn't want to follow the crime scene leads at any real murder scenes for some stupid reason. I don't know.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he and Cheney want to close all the criminal investigations and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what they got to do, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really think about it that way.
Yeah, well, listen, not only that, but because they've somehow convinced the masses through some form of suggestion or hypnosis-like stuff, it is said that America, or Bush's America, doesn't want to offer foreign suspects the same rights and privileges of justice that America affords herself.
Well, why not, man? They'll be one up on everybody else, right?
No, you dummy. That's not how it works. Look, if you don't offer any evidence against Bin Laden playing a part in 9/11, but you claim he's guilty, well, what about the crime scene leads then?
Oh, yeah, well, the crime scene leads, well, what about him?
Well, who's going to follow him then? If the crime scene leads are finished now, because we already understand exactly how the thing went down, well, I mean, in faith with Bush as our deity, I guess, we can't be allowed to form our own conclusions anymore because, shit, you know you'll be a terrorist.
You mean if we seek out evidence on our own and form different conclusions than Bush demands, he's arrived to without voicing how he came to understand as much? And if we try to understand it ourselves, we'd be what?
Well, like I said, you'll be with them.
Well, who's that?
Well, those people who think for themselves.
Well, what do you mean? I thought, we all kind of think for ourselves, don't we? Right? Hey, buddy?
Well, yeah, I mean, me and you think for ourselves, but listen, what about the Bushite guy there? He doesn't know why Bin Laden committed all those crimes he's left his fingerprints at.
Well, what do you mean, his fingerprints?
Well, you know, anybody who gets murdered, that's a Bin Laden fingerprint.
Okay, if we don't follow crime scene leads at 9/11, we won't be able to know actually, factually, with reason and understanding, whether or not we've nabbed the actual true evildoers?
Well, yeah, that's right. And boy, if you support that kind of thing, you're with them again, eh?
I'm with them again. You know, who are us them people? You know, who are we, when you come to think about it?
Yeah, right. Who are we? Who are we to think for ourselves, eh?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't like this idea of murdering people because we say they're guilty of things that we can't actually establish with opinion based on facts. Only conjecture, speculation, fanciful theories, all brought together under the genius of George W. Bush, that enlightened intellectual. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
Didn't need to voice our cries. He'd rather sell his crimes with lies. I need
dreams not be spoken for. We'll be slaves instead, I am Bushite Lords, the Antichrist, our enemy. Depravance out of liberty, the Antichrist, God's enemy. Forsaken you, forsaken me, the Antichrist, our enemy.
And now they're coming to a town near you, San Diego. Blackwater's taking over the police posts. They're going to be paid $1,200 a day. Does a cop get paid $1,200 a day? No. A cop, on general terms, is committed to defend your community because the cop is of your community, committed to those same protections that defend his family, that defend his wife. Blackwater says they can murder, rape, pillage, steal your cash. You can't arrest them. Because they're officially sanctioned, lawless. Do not accept it. No, under no circumstances form doubt in your mind and go, I'm going to let this Blackwater mercenary walk freely down my streets in America where I'm perfectly within my right to carry a concealed weapon. Do not accept that they steal your faith with such fucking craziness. There will be no lawlessness. That's Johnny's position for the presidential debates. Number two issue, there's no such thing as lawlessness. This is a con game of those who, again, rape, pillage. They blew up all the infrastructure of Iraq. Don't you think that that's a bad thing? I thought you said you were going there to help these individuals who are being brutally oppressed. Why would you blow up all their public infrastructure and then charge them 1,000 times more than what it would cost to repair the damage? And then you bill the Iraqis for the repairs, of which don't even get done. And as I said, I think earlier in the show, Canadians alone have spent more than $3 billion in cabal, and there's not a paved road or a repaired house anywhere. The place looks like it's a war zone. Remember, they killed all the police officers. They said all police officers must be murdered in Afghanistan. They went out and hunted down all the police officers they could and had them executed, bombed. If they lived in a town, they'd kill everybody in the town. And you're saying that they're freedom fighters? NATO? You're going to form doubt in your mind and not join my voice and chorus to demand these demons be arrested for war crimes? You have no justification for bombing these people. Even if you believe their demon lies, they have no justification. Even if this person was a member of some group that called themselves the Taliban, associated to Al-Qaeda, any person in Afghanistan is perfectly within their rights to defend the freedoms of Christians by killing NATO members who do not defend innocent Christians in Afghanistan, who do not defend children's rights to go to school. You know, the Taliban aren't going to blow up their own children at school, considering the Taliban had a girls' school program. See, that's what NATO does. They don't care about that part of it, eh? They don't want you to know about it either.
You know, we can never forget that Saddam Hussein was not found in violation of UN Resolution 1441. It's a scary thing, but it's a reality. I mean,
the United Nations is also involved in an oil for food scam, which just sent a Texas oil billionaire to prison.
I'll have to read up on that for sure. But it wasn't, like Ron Paul had said, it was a UN resolution that got us into the war, and that's clearly not the case, because the UN has declared it a war crime because of the fact that Saddam wasn't in violation. You had complete unrestricted access to go wherever you please without delay. So by bombing the country, you've only...
But the Security Council resolution, I believe Ron Paul is pointing to, is one that puts the use of force into possible... What's the word I'm looking for? To make it possible to use force if he doesn't comply, and that was what even the United Nations was saying at the time, that he wasn't complying with their UN inspectors. You see what I'm going?
You can argue all the way back through history, but the resolution that was in front of our faces before the bombing campaign began, the last report was March 7th, 2003,
mm-hmm.
Blix says we have complete unrestricted access to go over your police. They were looking under chicken coops. They'd been through all the palaces. So by bombing the country, you're only lowering your ability to move about and to seek out said weaponry. Mm-hmm. But, of course, we knew that they didn't have any weaponry. But the reason I called was because of CNN's coverage of the new Bin Laden video. Have you read this story at all?
I've been following him a little bit. I don't take much stock in these modern things, but he did, I guess, again, admit that he was involved in 9/11 in
the video. Yeah, and the critical thing here is he's taking full responsibility single-handedly. And of course, we have to ask ourselves three principal questions. One, how did he get the explosives into Building 7, for example? Two, how did Bin Laden personally convince Bush and Cheney, as was reported by MSNBC, Tom Daschle was interviewed on this question, how did Bin Laden convince Bush and Cheney personally to close outstanding criminal investigations immediately after the terrorist event of question? Immediately after the event goes down, Bush and Cheney diligently worked to close criminal investigations. So if Bin Laden says he did it all completely single-handedly, and Bush believes that, and CNN does also, that means he would have had to be dragging his dialysis machine into Building 7 to set the explosives, and that seems highly unlikely. Yeah, maybe he did. I mean, we have to ask him the ingenious ways he was able to pull
maybe
that
Bin Laden
off.
Used his connections with NORAD to have NORAD stand down. Maybe Bin Laden helped plan the drills that were
right,
simultaneously that
right.
day.
So for CNN to tell you that, and then lastly, how did Bin Laden convince somebody at the White House, got to be Rover Bush, how did he convince those guys to doctor the national intelligence estimate? And here's the chance. Instead of trying to blame the UN, blame the White House for doctoring the national intelligence estimate that he gave to members of Congress. Now, we learned from the CIA that they took the CIA's report, reworded critical sentences, removed entire paragraphs to lie America into a war, to sacrifice your kids, again, for no better good or reason understood, because you've only lowered your abilities. You're making it more difficult to bring freedom to Iraqis. And particularly,
the surge is working.
What's that?
The surge is working now. We're winning the war.
Well, yeah, and everybody dies. You know, all these American kids are dead, and they're continually going to die. And now, of course, as you heard, Bush just pushed a couple days ago, it's a permanent war now. There's no end. Absolutely no end. We're going to stay there for a minimum of 30 years to steal their resources, which they're taking more than half of the profits.
Yeah, we have 30-year contracts on the oil there.
Yeah, and Americans are tricked. You're made to think, well, good, like I've heard our boss say similar words. Well, good, you know, we'll benefit from this. But these multinational oil corporations will just as soon kill your kids as they do in Nigeria or any other third world dictatorship when it comes down to where the dollars are going. If they, as Dutch Shell has been convicted for, or we have the documents anyway, they'll charter attack helicopters and mow down villagers in Nigeria if you bitch and complain about air toxicity, you know, mercury going into your food or into your blood veins. They don't like those kind of things. And these are supposed to be your friends. Your kids, your American soldiers are going to sacrifice their lives for these thieves who are stealing all the resources.
Well, let me hold you there, John, and I appreciate your editorial there. You sound very passionate, and you brought a lot to the program. So that was a good take. I got to keep moving, though, because everybody wants to get in. Vern in Minnesota, you're up. Go for it.
John, welcome to the show. You wanted to weigh in on the teddy bear story as well?
Yeah, well, I'll try anyway. You know, peace be upon him, they say, Muhammad. This argument is like they call it a straw man argument. There's no Muslim leader that would support that kind of behavior. You're advocating the victimization of an innocent woman in an act that indicates love. Children love teddy bears. So, I mean, it's defeated instantly. But our problem is Muslim leaders are always forbidden to discuss such matters, you know? And it's got to do with Afghanistan. I mean, we had the Christian that was threatened for death in Afghanistan, and Canadian forces just refused to offer the individual protection or even speak in his own defense. I mean, we have women being persecuted, or heroin pushers, actually, even worse, and Canadian soldiers still. They don't speak in our interest to defend Canada. We caught a big shipment of heroin coming into Vancouver. Soldiers speak nothing. They don't even check the airplanes. But we're told that Islam or those who support jihad are evil people. And the teaching is be just. I mean, the reason we can't face this and we suffer and die is because the Taliban honorably demanded evidence to form our conclusions. We went in faith supporting Bush, while the Taliban said, "Form your own mind." As the Quran teaches, you play a part in your own perceptions, so try to be just, because every sentence they say God is a word, every sentence can be torn apart into infinity.
What are you so
saying, John, when Muslim leaders on the ground in Sudan, for example, can't speak against the treatment of this British school teacher? Why can't they?
Just as I said right now, like, your show is great because we're talking about God, but imagine me just speaking in defense of the Taliban to say, support the FBI's formal conclusion. Don't go in faith. Try to understand what your mind is. I will be, you'll say, don't listen to him speak, and I'm not a member of the Taliban. I'm just speaking on a thing that we both share equally. It doesn't matter what political faction or religious philosophy I follow. If we're going to understand ourselves in communicating with each other, we're going to need, you know, especially when you're going to execute somebody or put somebody behind bars, you have to have evidence to form your conclusion.
Well, let's not talk in generalities. Do you agree with the way that school teacher is being treated?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Why can't other people feel the same as you on the ground in Sudan say the same thing?
Anybody who believes in God would. You look at Saudi Arabia, they say they respect the Quran, but the Quran teaches that Genesis through Deuteronomy is the word of God. Muhammad says these are texts divinely inspired through God, and if you don't respect these individuals, you're not going to go to paradise, because you must treat, if you want the heaven on earth, you have to treat people equitably, fairly, all people. That's the teachings of Muhammad. And Islamic scholars...
John, for weighing in on the issue, wow. I like your point, Greg, sort of simplifying it all to say, and John has raised the question really well in terms of where do we speak and how do we speak. Your point is, if you see injustice,
open your mouth.
Yeah, open your mouth. And it's not a, it could be anywhere, right? Yeah. And that's the takeaway from this thing for me, like what you're saying right now. When I go into a workplace and I go down the street, would I actually open my mouth if I see something that is unjust? Let's go to the line. Rufus, welcome to God Talk.
Hey, Steve.
As you're well aware, as the president and CEO of Shareware Earthco, the King of Israel, I am wishing to partake in your presidential debates. Of course, I'm not running for president. I want to challenge these guys' ideas. They don't know what they're talking about. Nobody there is qualified. I support Kucinich. Ron Paul, I support partly. He's a libertarian, so he's exactly what the Bush mob was in respect to just about everything. He wants to destroy the government. He doesn't want any accountability. I don't see it necessarily as a conscious thing. I see it as a weakness thing. Libertarians are just stupid that way. They are. You know, no laws. We have to compete in a free market. What are you going to lose to slave labor? You know, you wouldn't allow a store to compete against your store if they had slave labor there, because you know you're going to lose. So we have laws to protect our rights. If you're going to compete with, say, China, as it was prior to Clinton, they were required not to beat their employees or kill people for all kinds of stupid, lame excuses. It's a totalitarian socialist state. You know, they say they're socialists. But it's all about beating people down and stealing their money and stealing their lives. You know, stealing body organs and shit like that. Fuck, they're evil. But the problem is, they have no leadership, and it's a very big country. The people of China are awesome. It's a great culture with many... maybe I'm coming down too hard on the government. I know the problem is communication. We don't have people as smart as Johnny all over the place. In fact, Johnny's one-of-a-kind miracle man. You know, the king of the gods. Not only is a god, but he's the king of gods. The god guy. Been around a hell of a long time. But... And I understand, you know, why China's bad religion, you know, is only, in the 50s or whatever, 57 I think it was, you know, or 1999 was the date the Pope finally admitted that the earth is round. But the Pope's been pretty good. I've listened to him on Christmas there. He sounds pretty good. You know, let's hope this Christ guy shows up and helps us understand indivisible freedoms that we all cherish somehow in our dreams to bring about a better future where our best and brightest succeed. Not by how much money they have, but by the skills they possess. So again, presidential debates. on coast to coast, broadcasting their poison across America, telling you the Patriot Act is really a good thing because it only goes after bad guys. We no longer need evidential reasoning behind someone's guilt for something or another. You know, you're going to torture people, you're going to put somebody in prison without any evidence. Yeah, yeah, it's a good thing. You know, he says, well, what if somebody else gets into power after George Bush? You know, they say, got open lines. You have to be pretty much phone deaf to not hear what he does in his broadcasts. You know, somebody comes on, they say, yeah, I met some gray aliens. They're little aliens that were walking in my, you know, and he'll spend your time in America on that guy. He can speak for minutes. You know, anybody who calls, like you got the American soldier calls up, says, you know, we want to struggle for justice for the people. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Goodbye. Fuck, shut you down. You only get 30 seconds. Anytime somebody says something intelligent, you know, just like CBC, just like CNN, you know, people ask me the reason I keep referring to those two news agencies is because they're the only semi-legitimate news agencies we have in North America. You know, Fox News, all their position is to ensure that American soldiers go out and get sacrificed. They try to convince them, be a Bushite. Don't think out your reasoning. You're an idiot already as it is. Hey, did you hear Cheney the other day? He's talking to the Bushite Nazi grunts. He says, hey, you don't have to be intimidated. He's not looking for any solutions for warfare. He's planning to send them out to war for generations, man. There's no, he's not looking for peace in this world. You know, he assures them that they never have to consider what Halliburton is doing. You know, before Halliburton, the army would, you know, buy supplies. No. Cheney will do that. He'll take 80% off the top. But, you know, we see the Bushite Nazi grunt. They're as dumb and weak and cowardly as humans ever have been classified. You know, he's looking for no solutions. He's promising them continual warfare. And they're, see? Even the true intent of the Bushite wants the Bushite killed. You know, Bushite have no honor. You try to get them to defend the American way? No. That requires true patriot warriors. These are cowards. These are guys who gun down people indiscriminately in the streets. You know, like I've said repeatedly, it's one thing to say, oh yeah, well, not all of them would rape and torture and steal. Yeah, but they don't gun down those they know that are committing those criminal offenses. Again, too cowardly to protect America. Too cowardly to protect your freedom. No, they cheer Cheney, promising them that he's not going to intimidate them with anything too difficult to comprehend. You don't have to think too far. And they're all excited, eh? They don't get intimidated by those who use words to string together ideas and form conclusions. Before Cheney took power, you know, that was when the army did the work for themselves. You didn't have to privately contract out Halliburton to cut off money as a middleman. You know, every time Halliburton takes that money, that's less money for the army, you know? But you see, the Bushite Nazi grunt, the idea is as simple as can be, but they can't even comprehend that. As disciples of the Antichrist, without soul, without meaning, without purpose, they have no ability to rationalize out any of their opinions based in critical thinking. No. Cheney will promise them, you got no thinking to do while he's in power. You know, you as an American taxpayer are paying for those kind of atrocities that are regularly committed, but you never hear of it because CBC and CNN willfully deny you the privilege to know who a Jewish settler is. You know, they always call them Jewish settlers. They're not Jewish people. That's why they never show you who they are. You know, what are you doing there? How do they even get there? Ariel Sharon has to scour the globe looking for somebody willing to call himself a Jew and steal another person's house, knowing that they're going to be sent to a concentration camp where they'll be regularly terrorized by American paid-for weapons. You as a Jew in America, forced to pay for that. Crimes against
our God. No? Crimes that are being committed in Iraq.
You know, you step back in your mind through research and figuring out what's going on. Bush closed investigations immediately after 9/11. He's guilty of high treason. Put him to death for that. It actually warrants a death sentence. Okay? Or have him demand his immediate arrest. Arrest George Walker Bush. And when the cops ask you, tell them he closed investigations immediately after the terrorist event in question. He apparently has us all hypnotized. And I woke up. Here's the news story from ABC News. Here's the FBI officers. Here's a podcast of Johnny Wizard, the spectacular, amazing individual who's normal like everyone else is. And we got a better, brighter future if we stick together on demanding evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. Hammurabi taught us this a long time ago. These are old ideas. You know, but they're greater ideas than what America expresses as universal freedom. The Iraqi bank, their central bank, charged no interest on loans. Why? Because it's the depositor who's the shareholder. There's no billionaire guy in the middle taking up all the cash for himself by doing nothing. That's what kind of banking system they had. Now, the IMF comes in and says that cannot be allowed. Interest must be charged. And there has to be a central guy in the middle of that. Not an Iraqi, of course. Multinational guy. Because Alawi said so. He wrote it down. Who cares? I'm telling you. The IMF bankers have to be arrested. World Bank bankers have to be arrested. The best example I know of, and there's others that know probably more and perhaps can provide me with other excellent examples to use, but the best one I know of is the Ashridha Dam in India. This was a dam who the World Bank had formerly concluded to be built would only bring great suffer and sorrow to the nation of India. This does nothing for nobody. It's a total waste of money and effort. Don't do it. And the World Banker did it anyway. And we discovered later, well, he bought up all the land in the surrounding area and was going to hire some guys to have a sugarcane factory. And they're displaced like more than 1 million people. You own the land you're living on. These were little towns, like churches and corner stores, businesses, people working, cars driving down the road. The World Bank flooded all that property. None of those people received a penny. And David Suzuki and his crew had tracked down a few of the survivors who were at the time of that taping living in a garbage dump, crying. They had a business, and we have film footage of the area prior to its flooding. These were real human beings. And the World Bank worked to have them die, in fact. This was part
of... Gotta be the fucking Antichrist! Who's gonna murder an entire village because they support the FBI? These grunts will! And they die! They die! Why? Your child! CJP will kill your child! With their lies! Not accidentally, not in ignorance to God. I didn't know that. Purposefully to steal your life. Now, we have a situation in Iran right now. We don't have any world leaders capable of speaking in their defenses, apparently. Ahmadinejad, he's an awesome guy, but people don't know. He's the president of Iran. He has no political power there.
What? He's the president. He's absolute ruler there, isn't he?
No, he's got no power. You know, it's the Ayatollah that rules the place. And what's his position? says he wants peace with Israel. Let's get, you know, a peace plan happening.
Well, we can't air that. That doesn't work with the scenario, does it?
Says nuclear weapons are an affront to humanity. Why would you want to kill millions and millions of people? Innocent! Like in Fallujah. CGOP's got no problem supporting that kind of behavior. They just won't tell you about it. You know, they order soldiers to murder children in around the age range of 10. That's what these soldiers would confess to you openly. That's what they do, isn't that what a soldier's supposed to be? Supporting the murder of those who would dare speak in defense of the FBI? Truth will win in my matter if the public's granted the right to know how our authority is being exercised. CGOB doesn't want our community to know. Why? Because I support the arrest of those who truly committed mass murder. Thousands of Americans were murdered, don't you know? And the guy who financed that terrorist strike is walking away scot-free, unapprehended, because he's Bush's business partner. And CGOP would rather kill your kids than face those truths, those necessities to defend our freedoms, to defend our liberties, is to demand evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. But no. Bush has said now he can arrest anybody he wishes without any evidence. Because it is in our authority he is granted such rights over us.
Programs is not going to do anything to get the President of the United States arrested.
No. Well, General Mahmoud Ahmad is your first guy. You got to get this guy arrested. If it's the FBI's official position and you want to protect your freedom and you want to go after those who murder American citizens for financial profit, this is the first
Why
guy you got to get.
FBI arrested him?
Well, it's fear. People, you know, censorship is a tool of tyranny, and fascists fear intelligence. Now, a lot of people who are fascists, they don't think they're fascists.
Right.
You know, they're just scared of really intelligent people embarrassing them, knowing so much more than they do, I guess. Like, I can't figure it out. Like, I look at it and I say, well, like, here's an example. Jim Mikulski at MSNBC News, a great guy. Somebody from Condoleezza Rice's office contacted him and sent him top secret presidential directive documents outlining the strategy to invade Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
And these are dated September 9th. So this is 2 days prior to 9/11. He's in his final stages of getting this war against the world underway. Now,
this all sounds very conspiratorial.
But this is the thing: is that again, it's the evidence that he has the actual presidential directive documents in his possession. But
my point to you, John, is you may have all these reams of evidence,
right.
But it doesn't matter how many talk radio shows you call. The FBI is not going to bring this guy up on charges if they haven't done it in the past 3 years. And you know, making a loud noise about it in talk radio is not going to do anything.
Well, if you say that to the people who had loved ones die in that terrorist attack, they beg to differ. But
nothing's happening, John.
Well,
you're asking the FBI to to do something against the Bush administration?
No. No, I'm asking. No, but they are doing their job. I mean, they're facing the same sort of situation.
They sit around and eat donuts all day.
Yeah, some of them maybe. But here's my main point. My main point is that even though Jim Mikulski was strong enough as an American to take that position and report on the facts and tell America
look, this plan exists. I have the documents right here. They contacted the White House. The White House confessed that they were legitimate because they're presidential directive documents, and they confessed that it was fully implemented.
Right.
Jim McLeishky is the only guy I'm aware of in the United, in the entire corporate news industry that covered that story.
And he's a major, that's mainstream, right? MSNBC. He's a reporter for them?
Oh, yeah, he's one of their biggest guys.
There you go. He covered the story, and it went over like a rock off a cliff. Nothing happened.
Right. So how do you protect your freedom as an American if American males, for example, aren't brave enough to speak out for their rights to be heard on an issue as critical?
Right here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, you guys are the best. This is the best, one of the best programs probably in the world, where you got like free talk. That's excellent. That's what America needs.
If
you look at it,
John.
But pardon me?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's hopefully it's not too little too late. We're hoping to, you know, get on as many radio station affiliates as possible and spread this message. But not necessarily the message of what really happened.
Right.
What we're here spreading is just a message of liberty, just
and,
the principles of freedom.
Exactly. And like those who profess to be big Bush backers, they don't want open line communications. They don't want you to know it's going to cost, you know, $3 trillion to privatize your Social Security just to begin. You know, like that's a discussion that all Americans should be aware of, or you know, because there is no legitimate reason outside of being victimized.
The biggest thing we're fighting against, I think, in America is probably apathy.
Yeah.
People just, if they don't, first of all, they don't know what's going on. Ignorance and apathy,
yes.
I would say.
Yes.
Most Americans don't even know what's being done to them, and then those of them that do, it's like pulling teeth to try and get them to stand up and do something about
it. And they're so busy, too. I mean, like
well,
Bush
that's
said.
That's another reason why they're so busy, because they're not paying attention.
Yeah, they're working three jobs, like Bush said. It's very American for Americans to work three full-time, or, you know, three jobs.
It's only American because we're being taxed to death. That's the only reason why people have to work so much.
That, too. You know, there's all kinds of easy ways to fix this world. And you guys are on the right path there.
Well,
for
I
sure.
think that Free Talk Live is probably one of the easiest solutions for getting more liberty back in our lifetimes. I mean, all you have to do is call your local talk stations and tell them you want to hear the show.
Yeah.
If we could be Michael Savage is the number three show. I just checked the stats before.
He's the number three. Yeah.
He's the number three most popular talk show in the world.
He displaced Dr. Laura.
Not in the world, but in America.
Right.
And he is our number one competitor.
Yeah.
We're going after Michael Savage. If we could get this message out on as many stations as he has, that could be a serious paradigm shift for some people in America.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of country, but it could help change some people. He's just a hate-filled bigot.
Yeah. Well, and the bigots will feed off of that. They want the reassurance that he gives them that there's nothing more complicated in this world but to support faithfully Bush as your leader without question, without thought, and without evidence to form your own conclusions. You know, very much of what Bush has professed to be the guilty parties are always on a faith initiative. You never provided the evidence to form your own conclusion. So it's like you were worshiping Bush instead of the Constitution or instead of God.
It really is just a cult of personality, kind of Hollywoodish, Hollywood-esque star worshiping that we have.
Very much.
For our politicians. We should be keeping an eye on our politicians and distrusting every word that comes out of their mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We should have the TSA standing in front of the in Washington D.C. Make them all go through there and get little tests and get them poked and prodded.
Yeah.
John, great call. We appreciate it as always. Call
thanks,
me again
guys.
Sometime, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. We got drug war stuff on the way and your calls as well. Whatever is on your mind. What do you think that we could do to wake America?
And putting also American lives in jeopardy, portraying them as they truly are on the world stage, thieves, number one, you know, enemies of freedom, number two, the lie directly to our faces, and yet, you know, like they steal, like some of the soldiers, they brag about all the money they steal out of the pockets of these people, eh? Or people have talked about this anyway. Can you imagine coming back as a soldier to America, to Johnny's America, and bragging to your neighbor or your brother about all the stuff you stole from these innocent families you murdered? You know? What are you doing there? You know, and these are the lies. They say, oh no, we're here to help instill a democracy so they can eventually form laws that outlaw torture and then they'll arrest ourselves. You know? When are the American men in America going to demand that their sons and daughters in Iraq start acting American? You know, we have to engage in this world and protect the innocent which is of ourselves. Anyway, okay, so back on track here. So Bush's non-rational reason that's complete fantasy on why he needed to start this conflict to begin with was because... is because Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. And they leave that unchallenged. They'll forbid the family members of soldiers addressing those issues publicly. Instead, they'll spew them through our living rooms. CBC Radio, these people are monsters, man. Monsters. You know, they'll forbid anybody from speaking those truths. They'll forbid anybody from speaking on behalf of the FBI regarding Bush's business partner funding 9/11's mastermind ringleader. So you can see the Bushite wants to kill Bushite too. They'll sacrifice these teens. So, that's the situation that we have. Bush will sacrifice American youths under the banner of mindless Bushite, coward and slave. All the innocent people of our planet, nearing 7 billion people, look at the Bushite as our enemy. They target primarily only the innocent to steal from. You know, and the thing that keeps us in confusion is the Bushite will lie. But, I mean, they'll take the lies to murder ourselves.